Tropical storm Isaias remains centered in New York State, but the storm is having an impact throughout Massachusetts. Right now, a line of storms is moving through the Boston area. WBUR's meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now. And Dave, we should mention first that the tornado warning that was issued earlier this hour for parts of Worcester and Middlesex counties has now been dropped as the risk has subsided there. But have you knowledge of any tornadoes that we know of?
We have nothing confirmed in terms of anything down on the ground. What's going to happen is tomorrow the Weather Service will go out and kind of do some inspection of some of the damage that's been around. So we have one storm right now up across northern sections of Middlesex County. This looks like it's going to move up towards Londonderry and New Hampshire, probably to the west of Lowell, maybe a little bit of rotation with that. But the main line of showers and storms just now moving through Boston. It's out of here in the next 15 minutes or so, and the sun will be out by the time we get to, say, 6 o'clock in the Boston area. It'll still be breezy for the next couple of hours, and there could be some scattered power outages. But for the most part, the rain is over. We did miss most of the rain. We expected that, so still very dry across the area. It's going to remain humid overnight tonight as well.
And in terms of what the storm is leaving behind, we know that there are about 97,000 homes and businesses without power across the state, most of them in southeastern, central, and western Massachusetts. What else is the residual effect of the storm?
Well, there's trees down and there's some damage from the strong gusty winds, but we haven't seen any extensive damage. It's sort of the power outages, all the floodings back through, say, eastern sections of New York State. We don't know about the tornadoes, of course, and there's still a line of showers and storms that has to go through Cape Cod and the islands where there could be some severe weather in the next hour or so. But the theme here is this is not an eastern Massachusetts event per se. Yes, it's a line of severe weather with showers and storms, and we've had some tornado warnings, but this is a very fast-moving thing, and it's out of here. And as I said, the sun's going to come out in the next 30 minutes or so in Boston.
And the forecast for tomorrow, what's that look like?
So tomorrow there might be a pop-up shower, mostly sunny skies. Otherwise, it's hot tomorrow, up near 90 degrees and still a little bit breezy. The winds will continue overnight tonight. They'll tend to diminish late at night. And Thursday right now, mostly sunny skies into the 80s. Friday also sunny. And right now the weekend looks sunny and very warm, 85 to 90 degrees, an increase in humidity as well. No rain in sight after today for at least another week.
Meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks again, Dave.
You're welcome.